Democrat Chuck Kawala ultimately pleaded guilty to using public employees to campaign on state time, as well as to funneling excess political contributions into the campaign of a fellow Democrat. As part of the deal, 17 other felony charges were dropped, including allegations of extortion. The plea means Kawala waives his right to the jury trial that was to begin next week. When Judge David Flanagan explained that to Kawala, he offered a reluctant response.
The state will never have to prove anything. There will never be a trial. This is an extremely important decision. Do you want to have a trial?
I want to have a trial, Judge, but I am pleading guilty to the crimes, and I understand I will not have a trial.
Do you realize that you're giving up your right to
have
a trial?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
For the past 3 years, Kawala contended he did nothing wrong under state law, his underlying argument being that it's impossible to separate politics from the legislative process. When Flanagan asked Kawala whether he intended to commit the acts in question, Kawala drew a distinction.
My understanding, Judge, is that your reading of the law is that it's intent to do the act, not intent to violate the law, but intent to do the act. Is that correct, Your Honor?
That is correct.
All right.
Judge Flanagan will sentence Kawala sometime in early December. Kawala's attorney will make the case for more community service instead of jail time. Flanagan made a point of mentioning that if he decides on a significantly harsher penalty than the one in the plea agreement, Kawala could pull back his guilty plea and opt for a trial. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.